The state is re-examining its cost estimate for the first Alaska-class ferry, and it's likely to come in higher than the total allocated to construction, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Earlier this year, the legislature set aside $60 million for its next generation of ships. That brought funding to a total of $120 million. Many thought it would be enough to design and build the first vessel.
Unfortunately, numbers tend to stick, and $120 million is the number that stuck, so everybody believes that's full funding for the vessel.
Captain Mike Newsell runs the Alaska Marine Highway System. He says the estimate is several years old and may be low.
That may or may not be the case because we're not on contract with anybody for a vessel at that price.
The ferry system has asked Elliott Bay Design Group, its architectural engineering firm, to revise the numbers. Ketchikan's Alaska Ship and Dry Dock will likely build the ship. Newsell says a lot of factors affect the cost.
The price of steel, the cost of labor, the design of the ship, there's a lot of factors that play into that, and whether it's higher or lower, I couldn't really tell you.
He's unsure when the new information will become available. Officials have decided not to take federal funds for the Alaska-class ferry. That would add environmental requirements and block an in-state contract preference. State government is the other source of construction money.
I think one of the issues that we need to keep an eye on is our replacement of the marine ferries.
Sitka lawmaker Bert Stedman assembles the Senate's capital budget as co-chairman of that chamber's finance committee.
And I have been hearing that, you know, we might have to put forward a little bit more money for the first one, and that has me a little bit concerned, but clearly we need to have a discussion on when we want to start funding the second one, because we need to build two to three of these ships and retire our older vessels because of the operational costs.
The first Alaska-class ferry will sail Lynn Canal, linking Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. A second is slated to travel between Ketchikan and Prince Rupert. A third would double up on the Lynn Canal route. The ships will be about 350 feet long and carry up to 500 passengers and about 70 vehicles. They will have crew quarters, but no staterooms, and will not sail overnight. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.